The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports. Sports.
Sports.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Well, and other things, and maybe there's a light at the end of this tunnel. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying. Fun, looking forward to the weekend.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Yeah, we got this, you got this. The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page today. Just find the Blitz, click like, send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. It makes him feel important, so help him out. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. And of course, you can text the show. You know the number for that. And it's a Friday. And you know what? It actually feels like a Friday today for some
reason.
Does it? What's happening, Hoffman? Yeah, it does to me.
Sports and stuff, man. What's feeling so Friday for you, my man?
I think because we have a poker tournament tomorrow.
Okay.
You know, I think that
you're jazzed about that.
I am. We're hoping for another good field. Norman Chad confirmed today. He's reaching out to a bunch of his friends in L.A. who might play. So,
fancies.
Yeah. We're gonna have some fun, and you know, kind of good news. I think today, in that. We start having a time frame for trying to get things back from the governor. I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but, you know, it seems to kind of make sense. I don't know if it's too soon or not, but it doesn't seem like they're doing anything that's going to get people in groups for a while.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, from what my wife was telling me more about what she's been hearing, and it's like we're going to open things back up slowly. And then if there's some sort of a problem area, that area is going to be asked to draw back. It just feels like it doesn't seem like a great idea. But, I'm not a doctor. I don't know.
Well, and that's the thing. It does seem like they are, at least in conversations with doctors. I don't think they're just doing this to do it. But the stuff they're talking about opening is, you know, retail for pickup. Okay, that's already kind of going on, so you're just opening a few more stores. And, you know, the state park thing, I think, is cool, but I'm still not going to go because...
Yeah, who's going to a state park?
Those bathrooms are a mess.
Yeah.
So, but I think it's smart not to send kids back to school. I know that sucks for a lot of people, but, you know, that would definitely be a breeding ground.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
we've got a special event going on.
Yes.
The great Dr. Phil will join our program later today.
Really?
I mean, normally we don't get guests of that magnitude, but you know, it's that kind of a day. I mean, I guess we had Joey Chestnut yesterday. Who would have thought that? But yeah, apparently it's easy peasy.
Well, I guess people are just bored right now, AJ, and they're more than willing to jump on and do the show.
Yeah, I guess so. So I'm excited about it. That's
so what kind of questions will we be asking him?
Well, he is in the news. I don't know how much you've been following what's going on with Dr. Phil, but Dr. Phil made some. I shouldn't even just blame Dr. Phil. There's a lot of. TV doctors right now who are struggling because people are asking them questions like they're Dr. Fauci.
Yeah.
And like Dr. Oz yesterday said, listen, if you know, I'm summarizing here. This isn't an exact quote, but he basically said if 2% of school kids die because we sent kids back to school too early, you know, that's the price we pay, which is all right. And then he said he misspoke, and that's not what he meant exactly, but he didn't really say exactly what he meant. And then Dr. Phil was on Fox yesterday saying that, listen, we got to get the country back to normal because, sure, people have died from coronavirus, the coronavirus, as he likes to call it, which I actually prefer. But there are a lot of people die from cigarettes, and we don't shut down the country. People die in car accidents. We don't shut down the country. People die in swimming pool accidents. He said 360,000 a year. I think it's 36,000, which seems like a pretty big difference.
What's a zero between friends?
Yeah. He says, listen, we don't shut down the country for those things. Not really take into account that those, like, drowning in a pool isn't contagious. Being in line at the grocery store next to someone who's going to drown in a pool later that day doesn't mean that you will also drown in a pool. I mean, so TV doctor's struggling right now, but we're going to give Dr. Phil a chance to come on and set the record straight.
Well, I have two quick thoughts for you.
Okay.
Number one is, okay, if you're drowning and someone else goes to save you and then they drown, then yes, it is contagious.
That's true.
So are we really going to bash him for that? I mean, that could happen, right? 360,000.
It sounds like you are a Dr. Phil truther.
No, I'm just trying to give you the other side of it.
Okay,
I have to ask though.
It's a reasonable question, I guess.
But, you know, car wrecks. I mean, you have to wreck into somebody else, right?
Not always.
Well, that's true. But my other question. Is Dr. Oz the televangelist of TV doctors? I mean,
so Dr. Phil isn't even a real doctor. Okay, I mean he's a therapist. So I mean he is a doctor, but he's not like a medical doctor. Dr. Oz was I don't know if he is anymore, but he was like a renowned heart specialist. So he's like an actual medical doctor who went to real live medical school. And he's crazy. I don't know. I'm having a hard time with these guys. Like, I just want Dr. Fauci to be the only doctor allowed to talk.
I think that would I'd be okay with that. You know, I think just let him talk and everybody else. But see, the problem is these are TV guys, right? They got to do something. It's just like we have to be on the radio. We got to talk about something. You know, we try not to be silly about it. But, well, actually, we do. Actually try to be silly about it. But, you know, this is kind of their job, is to talk about stuff. And maybe they're not doing the best right now. I mean, maybe it's not quite working out for them. Shouldn't this be where you thrive? Especially Dr. Oz, right? This should be where everything you do takes off. You're like, this is like a weatherman during a hurricane. I mean, you should be a rock star right now. Maybe that's not working out.
Maybe not. It's possible. But, well, listen, he's going to have an opportunity to set the record straight, which is exciting news for us because we don't normally get guests of that big of a magnitude. We're very blessed today.
Looking forward to that conversation, no question. One other thing, one little sports thing I wanted to get to before I forgot about it. Did you see this Kevin Durant story about how sensitive he was about fans favoring Steph Curry over him?
No. But somehow I'm not surprised by that at all.
I have to ask, has there ever been a more meow superstar ever? I mean, this guy is like the biggest kitty cat.
He's very sensitive.
I know. I mean, my goodness, you really thought you were going to go into Golden State and be more popular than Steph Curry? Who'd already won titles?
Right. That's the thing. Like, God, I mean, I guess he is a huge star and one of the biggest stars in the league, no doubt. But when you join a team like Steph Curry, is a league MVP, a multiple time league MVP. So, did you just think that he was like some scrub who was automatically going to be bumped to second fiddle? And by the way, it's not like Kevin Durant had some sort of lessened role on the team. He was still the go-to guy on that team. But if that and also, by the way, they ended up winning a championship. So you would think like that would be enough to make you not worry about being, you know, number one in jersey sales on your team or something like that, or that they cheer a little bit louder when he makes a three versus when you make a three. That just seems like really petty BS to be worrying about.
Well, but AJ, the fans don't love me as much as they do Steph.
It's
so hard.
Because you're a crybaby.
He is. I mean, this guy has to be the most mentally weak, great player I've ever seen in my life.
He's up there, certainly, I think.
He's an amazing player, and you know, and I hope he comes back healthy and be interesting to see, you know, in 2025 or whenever the league comes back, how that team does. But
I think he just takes the chip on the shoulder thing a little too far, you know.
Yeah.
Well, he's still mad that Greg Oden got drafted ahead of him, and he's like, you know what, I'm always going to have this chip on my shoulder.
You mean Greg Oden, who's dead?
Yes, yeah. That still haunts him. Come on, Fred. You don't know what it's like.
I just think it's so silly to get all upset that the fans liked a guy who was, you know, already established as a superstar and had already won them titles more than you. And I mean, golly, what do
like,
you
imagine
want?
Imagine if Clyde showed up to Houston and was like, I can't believe they like Hakeem more than they like me. I mean, that's just crazy. I mean, no, exactly. he kind of accepted that, you know what, it's okay. As long as we win, who cares? He went from being the biggest fish in Portland to the second biggest fish here. I don't think Clyde was in his feelings about it. I don't think he was that worried.
No, especially when they got that title, because he'd been chasing it so long in Portland and never quite got there.
Oh, sounds familiar.
I think he was just fine. Yeah, yeah. Well, had to go and be okay with being the second best player. And guess what? Worked out pretty well for him.
Worked out all right.
Yeah. All right. We should take a break. When we come back, I have something I want to vent about. This is kind of an unofficial, hey man, bleep that.
Okay.
About a story from a Los Angeles Times writer. And it has me a little bit irritated, and I'm curious to get your take on it.
Okay.
We'll be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Clock and grab your jock.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, and I'll get to this story in a second, but Aaron says we have a caller. Aaron?
Yeah, Peter wants to talk Tunsil versus the Hopkins trade.
All right, well, let's talk to Peter. What's up, Peter?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to see what y'all thought on this. I know I'm not defending Bob at all, but with as bad as the Hopkins trade is, with the barrel, they put themselves over by giving up the picks and not having Tunsil locked up. Do you think it could go down as a worse trade? Thanks.
I don't think it can get any worse. I mean, the only thing that can get worse to me is the Tunsil trade if you don't re-sign him. The Hopkins trade, it can't get any worse, not in my opinion.
I tend to agree. It seems borderline impossible to get worse. But if the Tunsil trade, you're right. If they can't re-sign Tunsil with what you gave up for him, that's a disastrous trade because you gave up so many like future assets. So it could be worse.
Yeah, that trade could be worse, but the Hopkins trade, you know.
No, the Hopkins trade is it's reached maximum awful.
All right. I wanted to get to this story real quick. And I doubt you're familiar with Adam Shorn, T-S-H-O-R-N.
It sounds familiar, but I don't know. Well,
he is the deputy fashion editor for the Los Angeles Times.
I guess I'm not familiar with him.
Yeah, I'm not either. Well, I am now. Because he wrote a column where he says, I've waited, watched, and bit my tongue during the last month of the pandemic-induced work-from-home era, but I can't take it anymore. Please, can we all put away those sweatpants, ratty gray, decades-old collegiate sweatshirts, and obscure minor league baseball caps, and start our work days looking like we deserve the paychecks we're lucky enough to be earning while the world around us burns? Especially, for the love of all that's holy, if there's a group video conference involved. All right, fashion editor.
This bothers you.
Yes, this bothers me. You know what? You, as Lance would say, suck the hole, you clown.
Hey,
I'm
man.
I'm sorry that you're... What's that?
Hey, man, f*** that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm sorry that you can't be looking at people on a runway right now because the world is so screwed up, but... For the love of all things, to borrow your phrase, sir, leave people the F alone, man. Let them wear what the hell they want to wear. I mean, this is hard enough on everybody. And yeah, if you're on a conference, a video conference, sure, try to have a nice shirt on. Most people do. But if you're going to work from home, wear whatever the hell you want. I mean, I have vacillated between sweatpants and shorts, depending on how cool it was the last few days. That's it. And I got no problem with it. And I got no problem with people wearing whatever the hell they want. So, suck it, Adam Shorn.
All right.
It irritates me. It irritates me. Why write that?
It's reasonable, Fred. You have a right to be angry.
I mean, you know, don't tell people what the hell they should wear while they're in their own home, even while they're working. You know what? If I want to work naked, I can. That's my business.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, but
you know, could.
What a pretentious bleep dog. I mean, jeez. Anyway, 713-780-ESPN. I had to get that off my chest. I'm sorry. It just, you know, that somebody sent me that story. I'm like, what the hell? You know, you pretentious deputy fashion editor.
Yeah.
Congratulations on being deputy fashion editor because you're not good enough to be fashion editor, clearly. So, oh well. Always hated that term, deputy editor. I mean, what the hell does that mean? You get to carry a gun?
Isn't it kind of like assistant editor?
Well, yeah. I mean, we had that title at times. We had, like, deputy managing editors. You know, it just kind of makes you a little bit, makes you sound better. But the job really wasn't any different. And, you know, like, deputy was a step ahead of assistant. So, like, when I was assistant sports editor... And I was supposed to get promoted to deputy sports editor, but then I wound up being interim sports editor and wound up getting the full job. So I never actually had the deputy title. But I always thought it was kind of stupid. It's like, well, if I get more money, great. But otherwise, you know, the hell's a deputy? Man, where's the sheriff? There's no sheriffs.
Not true.
Yeah. Just one of those weird journalism things. Oh, well. So... Yeah, we've got DeAndre Hopkins and deputies. That's where we are so far today.
That's where we are.
Oh, man. I got a bunch of draft stuff that maybe we ought to save for next week, but there is a little, I wouldn't say political news, but kind of. I don't know if you saw this, but as soon as they cleared the WWE to resume shows in Florida... Linda McMahon's Super PAC announced $18.5 million of spending in Florida.
Oh, well, look at that.
Shame.
I don't know. Those two things seem related to you?
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
They also laid off, like, a ton of guys in the last week. A ton of pro wrestlers.
That's kind of a bad look because, you know, yeah, we're going to put all this money in here to make sure we can keep going, and then we're going to let guys go, but... Yeah, I think a lot of companies are using this as an excuse to get rid of some people that, you know, they just don't want to pay anymore. It's not not just these guys. It's happening all over the place. You know, if I were an old, I'd be really worried. But or an older, I guess. Let me rephrase that. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. There's a lot of talk today, I guess, from the meeting that Trump had with which Mark Cuban was on that group. And I remember when you were telling me about it, you didn't mention him. I thought, well, at least that guy I have some faith in. It sounds like after that meeting that, if I had to guess, everybody's going to try to come back sometime in June with no fans.
Yeah.
And even the NFL is talking about the plan is to start on time, but to have, you know, backup plans. And, I mean, I'm guessing that what's going on is they've decided to sort of put this time frame together, which, you know, good or bad, I don't know. But it sounds like there's a lot more, I don't want to say certainty, but a lot more confidence.
Right.
In terms of when these guys would start back up.
Well, I don't know what the right answer is. And the reality is, I don't think anybody knows. And if you say we're ready and we're not, it's going to look bad. If you say we're not ready and we're missing out on our economy, you know, getting back to normal as soon as possible. So you don't want to be wrong on either side. It just seems like when you really put it into perspective, the economy getting back to normal as soon as possible, which is obviously important, or more people dying, it seems like it's an easy decision. But I tend to, historically, when it comes to this stuff, and even when it first started out, and I remember the early days of this stuff, Fred, when you were like, I don't think this is that big of a deal. And I'm like, dude, I'm not sure. And I'm always a little more cautious about stuff like this. I always worry about mass diseases that are just going to kill everybody. It's one of my great fears.
And I'm not. And
right.
there were a lot of doctors that I trust that were saying the same thing.
Like Dr. Phil.
And I no, not Dr. Phil. But, you know, and because people didn't know. And they still don't know. We still don't know how many have actually, you know, what's actually happened. Now, and I was against all this. I stand by that. But now that you're doing it, then do it right. I mean, that's all I ask. Make sure that when we do get back to a normal life, that we don't have to do this again. And just accept that if you're wrong, okay, we're gonna lose some of the population. Which, you know, well, you know, oh well, that's what your plan is. You're Dan Patrick, great. But you know, I think we're all doing enough right now. And, you know, I'm willing to keep doing it for as long as they want us to. It doesn't mean that I agreed with it in the first place and that I still don't agree with it. But I'm willing to do it because that's what everybody else wants. That's how a democracy should work, AJ. I got outvoted.
So.
But I support the other side. Even if I don't, you know, agree, that's all right. This is what the people wanted. This is what the world wanted. Down. You guys win. I'm in.
Yeah.
And
then there's sometimes when I'm like, maybe the world should end, because I see things like if you know how you like to look at the trends on Twitter.
Yeah.
Apparently there's it's a revelation today that Rashida Jones is black, and people are just now figuring out, despite knowing for years that was Quincy Jones's daughter, and it's like, oh my God. Now people are saying maybe she's not black enough to play black people in movies. And it makes me want to just say, you know what, let coronavirus take us. It's a sad world we're living in, Fred.
Yeah, if I could pick who we could get rid of, you know, if I could do the Thanos snap but choose, then maybe it wouldn't be a bad thing. But
well,
I don't have that power.
You don't. On the other side, we're going to talk to Dr. Phil McGraw, the very famous, very, very, very famous doctor. He was on Fox News last night, so we'll see what he's got to say today for himself.
All right, we'll be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
the end of your driveway. They're calling for your head and they're calling for your name. I bomb down on them, I'm coming through. Do they know I was born with you? If they hit us.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Look, the fact of the matter is, we have people dying. 45,000 people a year die from automobile accidents, 480,000 from cigarettes, 360,000 a year from swimming pools, but we don't shut the country down for that. But yet we're doing it for this, and the fallout is going to last for years because people's lives are being destroyed.
There you hear him last night on Fox News, and we now welcome to our fine program here one of the most famous doctors in all the land, one of the most recognizable men on television, Dr. Phil McGraw. How are you, Dr. Phil?
Well, I'll just say this. I could be better if we could just get everything back to normal again, but I suppose that all in all, Frank and RJ, I'm doing pretty good.
Fred and AJ, but yeah, it's good to have you on,
AJ.
Dr. Phil.
Fred,
yes,
AJ. All right,
that is right.
Start on my notepad. Okay, Frank and RJ.
Fred and AJ.
Fred and AJ.
That's right.
Got
Listen.
It.
I'm glad you bring up that you want everything to get back to normal again. Yesterday, you were on Fox News. We just played the clip. You believe that the country should be reopened immediately. Do you not have concerns about what consequences that may bring us returning back to normal already?
Well, let me just say this about that. This COVID-19, if that's really what it's called, is not nearly as bad as people making it out to be. Right now, we are under 150,000 deaths worldwide. This isn't as bad a number as people want to make it out to be in the grand scheme of things, in my opinion.
That feels like, I'm no expert, I'm not a doctor, but it feels like a pretty big number at this point in the game.
Well, let me say this. This is what the mainstream media wants you to believe. The truth is there are so many things in the world that are more deadly than the coronavirus. It's true.
Like, what are some examples of what is more deadly?
Well, I heard the clip that you played from me yesterday, and I'll just repeat those numbers for you. Okay?
Okay.
Poverty is deadly. 45,000 people die every year in car accidents. 480,000 people from cigarettes, and 360,000 in swimming pool accidents.
I heard. Wait a minute, Dr. Phil. I heard yesterday that swimming pool number is actually 36,000, and you put an extra zero on it. Don't you think that's a pretty big difference? That zero is pretty important there.
Now, listen, numbers don't go to medical school like I do. In fact. Well, listen to me. Numbers are not even important at medical school. When I was at medical school, no one asked me about numbers. Why? Because they aren't that important. Let's take the number zero. It's literally a number of no value. You can look it up. Google it. You don't even need to be a doctor to find this out for me. If this was called COVID-19, would it be any more or less deadly? Numbers are myths. They basically always have been.
First of all, I don't know that. I don't think you went to medical school. This is all very confusing to me. I mean,
you're not a doctor.
That is true. I'm not a doctor. Dr. Phil is our guest. What else in this country, though, is killing people? Besides what you mentioned on Fox, what else is killing people at this rate?
Well, let's go through this, because I did take some notes for your show to talk about this thing. Let me give you some numbers that I bet you don't know, okay? Parasailing accidents, 235,000 people a year.
I don't believe
that. No one bats an eye. 85,000 deaths attributed to bird watching. Can you believe that?
I don't believe that. No.
People do it every day. Google it. It isn't playing Russian roulette with yourself to go look out the window at an Arizona cactus wren. 1.2 million people per year die from fluoride poisoning, AJ. You know why you don't hear about that? Because the toothpaste companies are a huge special interest group. They give billions to cover that stuff up. You may remember hearing that commercial, 9 out of 10 doctors agree that Crest was this and that great for cleaning your teeth. Well, guess who the one doctor who all abstained from that? That would be me.
Okay. So, well, listen, we talked about this in the first segment. Parasailing, which I don't know if these numbers are accurate, parasailing and bird watching especially, isn't the big difference here all those things you mentioned aren't contagious? Like, they can't be spread by us being out and about with other people. That has to make coronavirus more dangerous.
Let me ask you this. Are you a doctor?
No, I'm not a doctor, Dr. Phil. I'm not.
Stop spreading the lies that the coronavirus is dangerous. It's just not the truth. Secondly, listen to this. There are a lot of diseases that are contagious. If we want to take it to that level, let's go there, okay?
Okay.
Let's go to Tinea Pettis, known to you non-doctors as athlete's foot.
Okay.
Now, if you take a sock off right now, and I had this disease, and you put the sock on, you could catch the very same disease.
Right, but that can't kill me.
Athlete's foot kills 750,000 people a year.
I don't believe that.
Let me give you another one. Onychocryptosis. You know what that is?
I do not.
Well, I don't suspect that you would. To people like you, this would be called the ingrown fingernail. This is a condition that is known to be communicable, just like the Coronado. But when you go to shake someone's hand, is it something you check for? No. But ingrown fingernails kill 56,000 people every year.
That those numbers don't make any sense. That's not, those aren't accurate numbers.
Well, that may actually include the ingrown toenail deaths. I can double check that if you guys want to have me back on the future.
Okay, listen, for someone who doesn't seem concerned with the disease, I've heard some things about you that make you sound like a bit of a germaphobe yourself.
What kinds of things are you talking about?
Is it true that you are a member at the Four Seasons Resort in Dallas?
That is true. I have been for many years.
Okay.
How do you know that?
I've got some friends in the media there in Dallas. They let me know what's going on with you. A lot of people are watching you, Dr. Phil. Is it also true that when you play tennis there, you made sure that no one else was allowed on the indoor courts at the same time as you?
Well, yeah, that's true, but it has nothing to do with germs. Understand this. I pay $500,000 a year to be a member of the Four Seasons, $500,000. And you probably don't – listen, there are blacks and Mexicans who have $500,000 a year to spend on the same club. So they didn't tell me when I signed up, but – how am I, a medical doctor, supposed to play tennis with Mexicans or blacks watching me play?
Listen, Dr. Phil, that is a horrible thing to say, and it really just makes you sound like a terrible person, and it makes us not want to take you credibly as a doctor.
Lots of doctors have been called bad guys over the years, people like me. But have they been effective doctors? Dr. Kevorkian, great doctor, but questionable morality there. Maybe you recall Dr. Death, Steve Williams. Dr. Death sounds like a terrible guy, right?
But guess I remember what? Dr. Death, Steve Williams.
In 1988, he won the NWA Tag Team Championship at Starrcade.
He's not a real doctor, though.
Dr. Victor Von Doom tried to destroy the planet. Bad guy, but he was effective. Look, there's a documentary about him called The Fantastic Four, all about the people that tried to undo what he was doing in the name of medicine. If being a terrible person makes me a better doctor, which I am, then I will just be terrible. Put it on me.
So what are you suggesting we do then to stop the spread of this disease, this coronavirus or coronado virus, as you call it?
I'm glad you asked me that. It's important to remember that nearly 4 billion people are born every day. And the truth is, there are a lot of things that this particular disease is actually helping us with. It's killing Americans, sure. And that is not good. But remember, it's killing people in other countries, too. And we don't know if we can trust those people in those other countries. It has gotten cars off the roads. The environment is better. It has killed prisoners, saving taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars on feeding criminals, things like that. If anything, I think we should let this thing run its course.
So you're saying that we shouldn't do anything to stop this?
Like I said on Fox, when I was interviewed as a doctor, we have to get back to normal. We need to go back to only washing our hands when we feel like it. After you go number two, who has time to wash their hands after every time they go to the bathroom to take a whiz?
I do that.
We need to go back to using Tinder, where people were meeting and immediately having unprotected sex. We need to go back to having public bathhouses where 8 to 10 grown men can sit in a steam room completely naked, sweaty, and just talk about life. We need to go back to licking our hands before we shake hands with people, because it's funny. We need to get back to willing strangers on the bus. Once we start doing that again, America will heal, even if a few hundred thousand people die. But let's face it, do any of us want to live in a world where you can't eat a buffet while getting a lap dance at a strip club? No.
Well, Dr. Phil, I wanted to ask you about your take on marijuana. We may have to wait, save that for another time. Thank you for the time, Dr. Phil.
Okay, I appreciate it very much. You're welcome. That reefer is the worst thing you can do, I'll tell you. That's a real killer, not the coronavirus.
All right, thank you. Dr. Phil, hang up on him, Aaron. That is Dr. Phil, although I'm not sure. Fred, I don't know if that was the real Dr. Phil.
Yeah, I'm going to go with, 50-50.
I think we may have been scammed.
Ah, well.
But he does make some good points.
He does.
It's pretty funny when you lick your hand and shake somebody's hand and then they think that they don't know what's going on. That's a funny gag.
Well, I agree with 900% of his numbers. So
yeah, not great at numbers. Did he say 4 billion people are born every day? I don't.
That's what I was going to ask. I didn't know if it was billion or million.
No, I don't. I think he said billion, and I don't think that's accurate.
Well, that's accurate in China. So all right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, looking to get in on some action while doing good for charity. Tomorrow at 2 p.m., ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap are putting on the second Houston Online Poker Charity Classic. First tournament was such a success, we had to do it again. It'll be $50 with an optional $10 donation, so $60, which will go to two charities, Kids Meals, which delivers food to children in the Houston area, and Southeast Texas Food Bank in Beaumont. For more information and to register, head to the editor's picks on sportsmap.com or just email promotion@galmedia.com. You know, I think legally we have to say celebrity voices impersonated. Pretty sure.
Yeah. I think we just said, I don't know if that was the real Dr. Phil. So there's a lot of people who are very angry at Dr. Phil right now. Rightfully so.
I thought he had some good things to say.
He had a lot of crazy things to say, if you ask me. Like people, Shaw tweeted me the parasailing accident statistics and info. I think that Dr. Phil's numbers were off.
So what is the actual numbers?
I think it's like there's been 70 or 80 accidents in like the last 15 years. So I don't think his numbers were all that great. And there's a lot of people saying that was not Dr. Phil. Pepper says that was an imposter. Sports Pick Mania says fake Dr. Phil. So maybe you guys are right. I don't know.
Yeah, well, are you not entertained?
I got a number from an agent. I thought that was it.
Oh, and of course, almost everybody loves it, but then there's always one. This is painful. Please stop it.
We did.
Always one.
We stopped it.
It stopped.
Yeah. It's over.
Yeah. Oh, man. I found it entertaining. I'll just say that. That's all that really matters. I think I'm going to go by Frank from now on.
Frank and RJ.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can't really go by RJ because there's already an
RJ. That's true.
But there's no other Frank.
That's true.
I could easily be Frank.
We'll add it to your Wikipedia page.
Yeah, if I'm Frank Fowler, maybe I can, you know, actually get some action or something. I don't know. It's just a thought. All right, 713-780 ESPN. So I don't know if you've seen this yet, but the Patriots win total is going to be the lowest since 2002.
That's not surprising. How low are they dropping it?
Looks like 8 wins.
Ooh, that's a number. Like that's the number I was thinking. What would I take over under? That division is still not very good. Like, are we sure that the Bills are ready to be like a regular playoff appearing team? I'm not so sure. I think they're well coached.
They had a lot of close wins last year.
Yep.
Might have gotten there a couple of years ahead of schedule.
Maybe the Jets are they're set to get better, but they were so far down. They've got a long way to go. You know, the Dolphins, they're way behind. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Bills win total is 9 for the season, and they're the favorites to win the division at +100.
Isn't that wild to think that the Bills are projected to win the division?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I might still invest in a little Patriot. I'm higher on the Dolphins than you are, depending on what they wind up doing at the quarterback position. I think I like what they've done, and if they don't screw up this draft, then you know they're going to come out of this with some really good players. But somebody said it sounded like drunken Barry Laminack.
I don't think that was Barry Laminack.
No.
And so, how would Dr. Phil's agent have Barry Laminack's number anyway?
Well, Barry's become very famous.
Right, but I don't think he's become quite that famous.
He's probably got that kind of agent now. I mean, he's playing places like Oklahoma City and Tulsa.
That's true.
And Wichita Falls. I mean, that's El Paso. And that's Dr. Phil material there.
Touche.
Oh, God. 713-780 ESPN's the number if you want to get in. And we'll be happy to take some phone calls today. If you want to get in on sports, you can do it. Not that, you know, there's not really any sports, but you know, if we want to talk about 50-year-old baseball games or something, be my guest. I'd rather avoid that, though. I think there's some other I think there's plenty to get to.
By the way, and the food challenge starts at 6 o'clock our time. So we're
– Oh, okay.
We're going to have to – we may do some live play-by-play.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds like a plan. So can see how some of these wagers turn out. I'm going to go with the under on the fastest time for that. What was it, a minute nine?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I'm way under on that. I think it's going to be less than a minute.
I think it's going to be maybe slightly over a minute. Okay. I did some research today, though. I was looking into guys who likes bologna, who doesn't like bologna. So there's a real strategy to this, Fred. I wouldn't expect you to understand.
Who does like bologna? I mean, anywhere on the planet. That's like a meat of last resort. That's like spam.
I don't know anybody, honestly, who likes bologna. I sure don't.
I don't either.
I think kids might like bologna, but they don't know better.
Yeah, because when they get older and find out they don't have to eat it, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is better.
Oh, there's actual real meat? Okay, let's have that instead.
Oh, man. Guess who loves the idea of playing games without fans? This won't shock you at all.
Who's that?
Your buddy Kirk Cousins.
You like that? Who would he be talking to?
Yeah, well, I guess he'd be talking to his teammates. Says, honestly, we practice every day in an empty grass area and pump in fake crowd noise for away games. But more often than not, you're used to it. OTA practices don't have a lot of pomp and circumstance to them. So honestly, just go out and play the game would be kind of refreshing. A breath of fresh air just to let us know that we don't have all the smoke and fire. We can just play football.
Yeah.
So, there's... So Viking fan, Kirk Cousins doesn't want you anymore. He doesn't need you.
That's not surprising.
But I mean, honestly, he just wants
Kevin
to play
Durant would maybe like a game with no fans.
Yeah, certainly. He would have liked that playoff game with no fans.
My mom likes bologna. All right. She likes fried bologna. It's so gross.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I mean, at least it's fried. So
we have it. I mean, okay. What is it? Don't know what it is.
All right. We are going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.